Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. The gap in wealth and access to capital between racial groups is significant and profoundly unfair. What are some of the systemic issues driving this gap, and what are potential solutions to this issue? Today, we're visiting with Dr. Courtney Ziegler. He is the CEO and founder of WellMoney.com with a purpose to do good things. Dr. Ziegler is a social justice activist. And Dr. Ziegler, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Eric. I appreciate it.
And the pleasure is certainly ours, and thanks for your time. So if you would, Dr. Ziegler, first of all, explain what you mean by access to capital and how are Black families and consumers impacted by current policies?
When I think of access to capital, I think of like the ability to get loans, credit, grants, any kind of source of monies just as often or as easy as anyone else in the United States. But that doesn't necessarily happen for everybody in the country. And I think specifically for Black Americans, that doesn't happen. And we can see recently a perfect example of this is like, maybe last month, I think there was a class action lawsuit filed against Wells Fargo, where they were rejecting over more of their Black applicants for mortgage loans as compared to white applicants. And this was at a time when interest rates were really low because of the CARES Act, and it was during a pandemic, which is like, I think, very, very obvious in terms of like the disparities between how people have access to capital. Yeah, again, when I think of access, I think of like just the ability to like access money in order to live one's life properly and safely and happily in the United States.
Some good points for sure to bring our attention to this problem. Now, I understand you are the first PhD-focused African-American studies from Northwestern University. How did you choose this course of study and how has it focused your path of advocacy today?
Yeah, thank you for asking about that. I really get excited to talk about my academic side, even though I'm a technology founder now. But I guess I've always been interested in understanding how like the resilience of Black Americans in particular can be useful to improving everyone's life and as well as solving problems for others. So I consider myself a problem solver and wanting to develop, whether that's through my academic work or my company building work, or advocacy or activism, just different ways to help as many people as possible. And I think that Black Americans in particular have like done many things and provided many gifts to the world, roadmaps and blueprints about how to make that happen. And so it made sense to me to get a degree, but also continue my education outside of college by pursuing a higher ed degree in Black people. And so, just really wanting to learn from my history as well as how that history has been impactful for the world.
Yeah, certainly can tell you're very passionate about that, and that means a lot. Explain the wealth gap and how it has perpetrated across generations for Black Americans.
Yeah, so when we think of the wealth gap, it's basically the disparity of assets across races. So, and particularly in the United States, race drives a majority of conversations there, so we can actually call it like the racial wealth gap. And basically because of centuries of discrimination, Black American households have a much lower net worth than compared to white Americans. Actually, the average white family has about 10 times the wealth of the median Black family. So that's very significant, especially in if we understand kind of the history of the United States and the history of enslavement, which is, I guess, a federal holiday now that we celebrate Juneteenth, like recognizing like this history of exploitation and discrimination against Black Americans. And therefore, we haven't been able to accrue wealth in the same ways that white Americans or even, I guess, other groups have in the United States. So that has created a significant gap in monies and how much households have to spend and how much households have to kind of move through life in the United States. And so that's the racial wealth gap. And I really appreciate that a lot of people are starting to understand what that means and that it's backed up with facts and data and it's not just a personal opinion. there's the real numbers that there's a significant disparity in wealth building in the United States, and that it is very generational based, and that there are people that are like doing tons of work making that known, as well as providing options about how to potentially address the racial wealth gap, or fix it, or repair it, or make it, or make it less huge, narrow the gap. So,
yeah, certainly appreciate your bringing attention to the wealth gap and the issues there, and for what you do on behalf of WellMoney.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Courtney Ziegler. He is the CEO and founder of WellMoney.com with a purpose to do good things. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us, are there measures in place to right these historic and systemic injustices, and do you have any recommendations to share as well?
Yeah, there are people who are doing great work, scholars, economists, activists. But I think one of a few things that people are doing that are really could shift the gap in the United States is reparations. An amazing scholar, Dr. William Darity, he's like a premier scholar on actual reparations and really being thoughtful about how it could be implemented in the United States. Some folks will argue that Black people have always had reparations through the introduction of social programs and governmental programs. And while that may be true, there are people who believe that the government can do a little bit more work in addressing Black American wealth and narrowing the gap through reparations. And however that may be, which a lot of scholars are kind of figuring out what do reparations look like. I'm not that person, but I believe in the project of reparations, and I believe in like folks like Dr. Darity who are trying to figure it out. I also think another really cool thing are what's happening now. We're in a moment where COVID showed us that it's a great time just to give people money. Right, the United States did that, and you know it was very contested, and people were like, "Is it going to happen?" And then we got stimulus checks, right? The majority of the country were able to get them, right? And so it really showed that wow, if you just give people money, you know, poverty decreases, health increases, people are able to you know access better jobs and things like that. And so there are guaranteed income programs and pilots that are popping up all over the country. And I think they're doing a really good job of ideological work about what it means to give people money and not being seen as a charity. But also that, wow, you know, if we understand that the government can give certain individuals a few hundred dollars a month, and most of these programs are like maybe $500 to $1,000 a month that people get. But it's shown that like a significant like increase in people being able to access better jobs because they have less worry about you know other debts they may have or where their food is coming from. And so guaranteed income and reparations, I think, are really amazing starts to address this wealth gap. And there are, again, another number of things that people are doing. But in my mind, those are the most important. And I would also say the work that we are doing at Well Money, even though you know you can't really address the wealth gap through technology, but I do believe we're doing significant work in changing the way people think in terms of giving folks money as well. We are a platform where we're focused on, you know, people can become a member, and if they have any type of financial emergency, they're able to reach out to a community member with a confidential request and get, you know, a couple of hundred dollars sent to them immediately. So we're like definitely like carrying the spirit of guaranteed income programs. But like pushing it forward with actually, you know, building a community around it that is not based on whether a city or a jurisdiction is giving out money, but it's like, well, you know, your neighbors can give you financial gifts and we all can like make the world better because we're all in this together. So those are things that I think those are initiatives that I think they're doing a great job at really addressing, moving wealth around in different ways.
Well, tell us, Dr. Ziegler, do you feel there will be wealth equality in our lifetime?
Yeah, that's a great question. Man, I guess my lifetime is almost over. but I believe that that wealth building is generational, or it has been in the United States. That's how the wealth gap is a thing now, because money has been carried on through families, you know, through generations, whereas Black people haven't had that opportunity to do the same. So if, I may not see it before, you know, my soul transitions, but definitely I think the work that I'm doing and the work that other people are doing has a lasting legacy that it will be in someone's lifetime very soon. I believe it has to, because that's what drives the work that I'm doing. And that I think that's what's driving the work that other folks are doing, that we believe that there are hard solutions to this problem that can be implemented either today or tomorrow, but they will be implemented and they will change the world. So.
Yeah, great response to that question. And folks, again, if you go to wellmoney.com, you will see the fabulous work and support that's going on right there, and really do appreciate all that you're doing there and your efforts there. Dr. Ziegler, before you go in conclusion, kind of shifting gears in conclusion for those entrepreneurs tuning in today, any advice that you'd like to give on someone looking to create their own business, or they have a business idea or even a social idea out there and haven't put it into play? What's your thought and advice in those regards?
Yes, of course, do it. being an entrepreneur is hard work, but it's one of the most fulfilling and rewarding things that I've had the pleasure to do in my life, because you get a chance to think about solving problems for yourself or other people. So my best advice, the road is hard. It's a lot of things, but it's also very beautiful and enlightening and impressive. But unless you start on that road, you won't get a chance to experience all those amazing things that come with entrepreneurship. So that would just be my basic advice.
Dr. Ziegler, thanks so much for your concluding remarks and advice. Much appreciated. Again, folks, for more details, visit wellmoney.com. Dr. Ziegler, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. I really appreciate it.
Hey, you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. We've been speaking with Dr. Courtney Ziegler, the CEO and founder of wellmoney.com, with a purpose to do good things. And again, for all the details, visit wellmoney.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.